Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell.
Welcome in, Jim, with Wonder Reality. Something different in this message. I want to present a metaphor for our relationship with God. Someone did some research and they found that Jesus utilized money in approximately half of his teachings, of his parables. He used money to teach, to reveal truth, to present these wonderful truths that he taught. We're familiar with a lot of them. The parable of the talents is one of the main ones that comes to mind. Also, the parable of the unmerciful servant. He was forgiven of a big debt, like $2 or $3 million in today's money, but then he would not forgive somebody of a debt that was about $100. Things like that. Also, I just saw this, the one where Jesus told Peter and said, one person was forgiven a debt of $50, another person $500. Well, who's going to be more grateful? Who's going to love more? Peter said, well, the one who's forgiven of the bigger debt. And Jesus said, you're right. He who's forgiven of much loves much. All these wonderful teachings, then Jesus uses money. So I want to present this metaphor. And again, please understand, it's just a metaphor. You know, I don't really talk about money much. I try not to, and it can be kind of a sensitive topic for some people. If Jesus used money in his teachings, it works. Amen. So basically, I've been talking a lot about the four phases of walking with Jesus Christ. Jesus presents them in John chapters 3, 4, and 7. If he teaches about it, it is eternally important. Really, there's three phases of walking in the Spirit. But there's actually the very first phase, is the born-again phase, which is very well known in John chapter 3. That's why I say there's four phases of walking with Jesus Christ. And this metaphor is very simple. I'll just present it in a quick summary. I'm calling this our divine bank account. DBA, divine bank account. And the money is symbolic of our relationship with the Almighty God. In that very first phase, the born-again phase, it would be like having a bank account that goes from zero when we find Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Zero, nothing in it, up to $1 million in that first phase. So we all know we have to progress day by day through all these phases, and that's our walk with Him is a daily walk our whole life. So in that first phase, someone can go from zero to $1 million every day if they continue on, if they seek Him, if they do their best, if they genuinely, sincerely do their best to walk with Jesus Christ, make Him Lord and Savior, make Him Lord of their life and Master and all the things that are contained in that, which is, again, normal and natural, what we were meant to do. They can go from zero to $1 million, and anything can happen. They can get a lot in one day. They can get a little bit. It's up to them. They could get nothing. They could go for a week or two and get no money deposited into their account. They could go backwards. Somebody could receive Jesus, but then they could, we have a free will. Somebody could turn away. They could renounce Jesus Christ and go back, and then they lose any money that they did have and they go back to zero. So if somebody makes it into the phase two, which is born of water in the Spirit, if they make it through the end of phase two, and again it's the same thing as phase one, but they're in phase two, they can go from $1 million to $1 billion. Born of water in the Spirit. They must continue on in the daily walk, be consistent, persist, be faithful, be obedient, walk in the light of the revelation God has shown them, continue on, prove themselves worthy, and they can move from $1 million to $1 billion. That's $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, $10 million, $20 million, $30 million, $40 million, $50 million, then up to $200 million, $300 million, $1 billion. Then in phase three, that's Jesus called that, that's in John 4, a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. They can go from $1 billion to $1 trillion. So they go from $1 billion to $2 billion, $3, $4, $5, up to $10 billion, then $20, $30, $40, $50 billion, $100 billion, all the way up to a trillion. Then phase four, John chapter 7, that's rivers of living water flowing from someone's innermost being. In that phase, which again, very few, if any, people get to that phase on the earth, they can go from $1 trillion up to unlimited amount of money. Now, this money is just symbolic of our relationship with Him. And I was going to use things like gold and silver and bronze and diamonds and emeralds and rubies and all these things, because all this wealth is nothing compared to a relationship with Jesus Christ. A relationship with Jesus Christ is priceless. It's worth more than all the wealth of the earth. Period. It's worth more than all the wealth of the earth and the whole earth itself, and all of the value of the earth and the almost unlimited amount of wealth that's in the earth. You know, we find in the earth oil and gas and gold and silver and all these incredible things in the earth. All of that is nothing compared to a relationship with Jesus Christ. I firmly believe that. I truly believe that. Because we are meant, we were born on the earth to walk with Him. The purpose of human existence is to know God and to walk with Him. The reason we're here on the earth is to know Him, to walk with Him forever. He offers us all these priceless things. The absolute everything is eternal life, knowing Him and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. We get all these incredible things. He allows us to live forever. All the wealth of the earth cannot allow us to live forever, cannot get us any of the things that He offers. All the wealth of the earth, the entire earth, if we owned it, would not allow us to live forever. One rule is, with this money, we cannot transfer this money to anyone else. This money is a symbol of our relationship with God. In other words, it's about revelation. It's about the growth of our spirit person, death of our old nature, and then our spirit person growing. We only do that through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And this is all a mystery. This is, you know, this metaphor is just a metaphor. This divine life, the mystery of the kingdom of God, the mystery of the presence of God in us, cannot be put into human words. But we can give these metaphors and really kind of parables just so that we can kind of try to allow us to grasp it in some way. We know that in a relationship, we cannot give that relationship that we have to anyone else. That's common sense. You know, whether it's a person or whether it's our relationship with God, we cannot give that to anyone else. They cannot, you know, as I said in a previous message, we can go to somebody in the world who has the closest relationship with God. Now, we can learn from them. We can learn from their life, from their teachings. If we got to meet them, we may be able to even, we could talk to them and maybe learn things. But we cannot get anything from them that is going to help our actual relationship with God. We have to have that on our own. And so in this metaphor, even though it's money, no one can transfer this money to anyone else. In other words, Somebody could have $1 trillion, billions of dollars in their divine bank account, their spiritual bank account. And someone else may just have $50 and may go to that person with billions of dollars and say, please just give me some of your money. Well, they can't. Like, we can't get a relationship with God from anyone else. That's common sense, of course. But the reason I say that is we must have our own spiritual bank account. We have to have our own well, our own flame. We have to have our own. We have to go to Him directly. And that's how it has to be. Fascinating that Jesus uses water. He uses that metaphor of water to reveal to us the four phases of walking with Him. Really, it's three phases. It's three phases of walking in the Spirit. That's just awesome. That's incredible. The first one, born of water in the Spirit. I call it the second phase, but there's three phases of walking in the Spirit. Very simple. That first one, born of water in the Spirit. We don't know how much water that is. That might just be water poured over their head a little bit, and that's all they get, but they're born of water in the Spirit. Or maybe it's a cup of water, or a glass of water every day. We don't know. But the second phase is fountain of water springing up to everlasting life. Amen. So now it's this fountain springing up. For in there, just picture a fountain coming up from somebody, from their innermost being, and it's just flowing out. It's flowing out. Now that's a big jump, right? That's a lot of water. Now the third phase is the anointing. That's rivers of living water flowing from their innermost being. Amen. So now it's a river flowing out. So that's why I give this metaphor of phase one, born again. That's $0 to $1 million. If that person continues on, every day they get $10 one day. Then the next day they get $25 more. The next day they get $17. The next day they don't get any because they didn't seek God at all. And it just goes on and on like that. $0 to $1 million. Phase two, which is really the first phase of walking in the Spirit. This is all in John 3:4-7. It's right there. So phase two is born of water in the Spirit. Now they go from $1 million, if someone goes through that phase, to phase three, they go from $1 million to $1 billion. Amen. $1 million. Over time, they get to $2 million. 2.1 million, 2.3, 2.5, 3 million, 4 million, all the way up, 4, 5, 6, 10 million. 10 up to 100, 100, 150, $1 billion. They move into phase three, which is a fountain of water springing up to everlasting life. That's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now they go from $1 billion up to $1 trillion. Now, $1 billion, you know, you could have 100 million, 100 billion, 200 billion, 300, 400, 500, all the way up to $999 billion, then $1 trillion. Then phase four is $1 trillion someone has. And really, when somebody has these glorious walks with the Holy Spirit, walk with Jesus Christ, it's worth far more than this wealth. This wealth is it's worth more than all the wealth of the whole earth. Worth more than everything in the earth. Amen. A walk with Jesus Christ. Someone may ask, how can that be? This is salvation. This is eternal life. This is knowing God. This is what we were meant to do as humans. This gives us all these incredible things, allows us to live forever. All the wealth of the earth. The entire earth. All the wealth of the earth. All of the precious minerals and metals and things in the earth that are so valuable. None of those things can give us eternal life. None of those things can allow us to live forever. Amen. This is the purpose of our human existence. This is the reason we're here on the earth, to know God, to walk with Him forever. And He offers all these wonderful things, all these things that are so wonderful they can't be put into words. The list goes on and on. We could talk for hours and hours and days and weeks and months about all the things that He offers. The peace, joy, fulfillment, contentment, purpose, meaning, happiness, total, health, well, everything. Everything He offers. Glory, faith, hope, and love. All these incredible things. Those are the result of eternal life. Knowing Him. Knowing Him and Jesus Christ. And their presence. Their glory. That's the kingdom of God. Amen.